So, how does someone become Catholic? In this video, I'm gonna give you the full breakdown from the first practical step to your final moment of initiation into the church. Let's get into it. Hey guys, I'm Father David Michael Moses. I'm a Catholic priest. And if you join these types of videos, or if you're joining the Catholic Church, you might wanna subscribe so you don't miss out on future informative videos. So first off, I would've thought this was obvious, but I just realized some people don't know this. We do allow converts in the Catholic faith. I've seen people saying, oh, I wish I could join the Catholic Church. And it's like, ah, you totally can. And actually, not only do we allow converts, we want converts. Jesus said, go to all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So the church exists to bring people to communion with Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. So I have no qualms saying, I want you to be Catholic. I want you to have confession and the Eucharist and the fullness of the truth. One thing I will say is that for someone joining the church, we want them to actually want to be Catholic, not just to do it because other people are doing it or because it's convenient in some way. I hope you love the liturgy. I hope you love the Catholic devotions. I hope you like the church and the people, but we really want to be united in what we believe. So this video is more geared toward an adult who wants to convert to Catholicism. A baby who is baptized Catholic is a different story. So if you want to become Catholic, the first step would be to call your local parish. It doesn't have to be the parish closest to where you live, but it would make sense that it is, because it would probably be where you want to go to Mass in the future. When you call the church, you can ask them about the OCIA program. OCIA stands for Order of Christian Initiation for Adults. It was just recently changed from RCIA, so you might hear that term as well. Now, you might wonder why the C stands for Christian and not Catholic. And that's because we believe Catholics are the original Christians. We trace our history right back to Jesus himself. So what is OCIA? Well, it's a gradual process within the community of becoming Catholic. And it can depend on the specific situation, the person, the church, and what God is doing in their life. But here's the basic outline. Up front, there's basically two tracks. There are catechumens who have never been baptized, and then there are candidates who have been baptized in another church. So if you're a catechumen who hasn't been baptized, then the ultimate end of OCIA will be baptism, confirmation, and First Communion. One kind of cool note is that because baptism forgives all of the sins of your life, catechumens don't actually need to go to confession prior to their entrance in the church. But after baptism, of course, they would want to make a regular confession. Because candidates have been baptized in another church, they would go to confession ahead of time. Then as they're received into the church, they would be confirmed and receive their First Communion. The reason this works is that the Catholic Church recognizes the baptism of other faiths as long as they did it according to the biblical formula, saying, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If you aren't sure, they will help you figure out in the OCIA program. Funny story, my dad was actually a convert to the faith from the Lutheran church, and he said when he made his first confession, he was convinced the priest was going to tell him at the end, Rex, I appreciate that you want to join the Catholic Church, but with all your sins, we just can't have you here. To his surprise, instead, the priest just forgave him. So don't be afraid of your first confession. So the first phase of OCIA is the inquiry phase, or the pre-catechumenate phase, where you're getting acquainted with the church teachings and the community. This is a really great time to be asking questions, getting more information, exploring, discerning. There isn't a set time for how long this takes, so people can really move at their own pace while having the support of the community. I promise we're not offended by questions at this stage. We want to get you the right answers. We could say this is a time to meet Christ, to get to know him, to learn who he is. If I could take it back to the time of Christ, this phase would be kind of like being someone in the town who's hearing about what Jesus is doing and wants to get to know him better. At the end of this phase, you have the rite of acceptance when you're formally accepted into the process. The next phase is called the catechumenate phase, which is a period of formation where candidates and catechumens break open the word being proclaimed. At this stage, you're usually meeting for weekly classes to learn more about why the church teaches what it does, to go deeper into what prayer is, to learn more about the sacraments, the Catholic devotions. These meetings will have talks, discussions, small group time, and fellowship as you learn more about the faith. This is also a time to better understand scripture. So people in this stage will often go to Mass and stay while the scriptures are being proclaimed, which we call the liturgy of the word. Then, before the liturgy of the Eucharist and communion time, they will often be dismissed to go off by themselves to go deeper into the word of God. At my parish, we do both of these back to back. Participants go to Mass for the liturgy of the word, then they are dismissed for a time of discussion, then they go for their weekly meeting where they go deeper into elements of the faith. This is a time to follow Christ. It's like the moment when the apostles were called by Jesus to be his disciples. They didn't have it all figured out. There was a lot for them to learn, but they were locked in on following Christ. Around this time, you will probably get settled on who your sponsor is. This is basically a Catholic whose faith you admire, who can be a companion and an example and an encouragement to you in the faith. They can be there during the initiation process, but they're especially helpful afterwards. You really want someone who isn't afraid to challenge you to stay on track. This phase concludes with the rite of sending, which is performed by the local bishop. Next, you have the purification and enlightenment stage. This often happens during the season of Lent. It's a time of continued reflection and deep prayer. Part of this stage is public ceremonies called the scrutinies. Now, I know that word scrutiny sounds kind of intense, but we don't mean it in the sense that anyone is judging you. Instead, we're scrutinizing ourselves for places where we've been wounded and asking for God's healing. Part of the scrutinies is a minor exorcism, which is a casting out of any evil influence over you. This should actually be a consolation for all of us that no matter what your history is like or what baggage you have, the church has a system for setting you free. At this stage, you're referred to as the elect because you're responding to God's call in a concrete way. This phase concludes with the rites of initiation, which is probably what you've been looking forward to. Usually these happen at the Easter Vigil, which is a long mass that happens the night of Easter. The whole church gathers together, we hear the readings, basically the whole story of salvation, and then we celebrate together the resurrection, Jesus coming back to life, which is fitting because each person in the church is being brought back to life spiritually through the sacraments. This is when those entering the church are baptized, confirmed, and receive their first Eucharist. It's a really, really exciting night, just super, super joyful as the community welcomes in our new members. At this point, you're a Catholic. You are part of the family. This puts you in the final phase called mystagogy, which is a Greek word meaning to lead through the mysteries. It's basically a kind of continuing formation. It's like after you get married, you don't just stop learning about your spouse. In fact, you're maybe more excited than ever to discover more and more about who they are. At this point, you're referred to as a neophyte, which is basically just means someone who's new. This is also a time when you're now being sent on mission yourself. You've become a follower of Christ. Now you need to help others become followers as well. You might be wondering, how long does all of this take? So there isn't a set time, but on average, it usually goes about a year. It could take 2 years or more if needed, or less time if there are extenuating circumstances. So there's the basic structure. If you are feeling drawn to the Catholic faith, please, please act on it. Call a church, get involved, and make it happen. The Catholic faith is such a beautiful gift. And I absolutely believe it is the best way to encounter Christ and to become the person he has called you to be. Let me know what other topics you guys think might be helpful, and we will see you in the next one. God bless.